This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Friends, we've been studying for the past few days one of the most important subjects to which any human mind can address itself. That question is, what does Jesus think of the church? Now, I want you to bear in mind that I'm not asking, what do you think of the church, or what do I think of the church, or what do other people think of the church, but I'm asking, what does Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, what does He think of the church? I very often encounter people who say the church is not important, that it really does not have a place in God's plan of salvation, that one is saved before and without becoming a member of the church for which Jesus died. And by that I mean the church about which we can read in the New Testament, the one we can read about in the Bible, that the prophets saw and talked about and predicted would be here, and that Jesus promised to build, and that He did build, and that the Bible tells us the Lord added those that were being saved to it. I'm talking about what does Jesus Christ think of that church, in spite of the fact that so many people think that it is unimportant, or relatively so. There are those who would say, oh, the church is important, all right. It's good for us to be members of it, be respectable in the community. But it doesn't really have anything to do with our salvation. But friends, I submit to you that is not Bible teaching. The Bible makes clear that the very same acts of obedience, the same attitudes of mind and heart, and the same actions that bring us into Christ, where salvation is, that brings us into remission of sins, that brings us into the state of being children of God rather than children of the devil, are the very same acts of obedience, the same attitudes of mind, the same dependence upon God that brings us into the church. We can see what Jesus thinks of the church by realizing that it is His body. He is the head of the church, which is His body. Now, I'm speaking to you today because of what's happening in my head. My tongue is working in a certain way because of what's happening in my mind. And if I move my hand to turn the page in my Bible as I read to you, it does so because of the directions which come from my mind, my head. You see, my body and your body act, the members of it act according to the directions of the head. A pitcher on a baseball team stands on the mound and throws to the batter. He throws that ball with his arm, his hand, in fact his total body, because of the thinking that's going on in his mind. Now, Jesus is the head of the body. Whatever the body of the church does reflects glory in the eyes of men or dishonor upon Christ. Many people turn away from Christ because of what they think the church is. They observe many people who are members of the church who are not living as they ought. When a man professes, I am a Christian, and then is a liar, a thief, a drunkard, a fornicator, this tends to discount the value of Christ in His work in the mind of people. But the church is the body of Christ. And everyone who calls on the name of Christ, everyone who is a member of the body of Christ, everyone who says to the world, I am a Christian, a follower of the Lord, has the great responsibility, as pointed out in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel. In other words, let your actions, as you live before your friends and neighbors in your family day by day, reflect the principles that are set forth in the Bible. Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel. We are to be lights to a world in darkness. That's what the Lord thinks of the church. It is His body, bought with His own blood, and the body of the saved. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue this study.